Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Who are you? Let me just ask you that again. Who are you? Maverick, mother, a lover, a big thinker, a civil servant, a teacher, an entrepreneur, a creative, a dad, a brother, a soul on fire. Are you an introvert? Do you know that you are the M that I am? A poet, a stranger to yourself, a loner, a goddess, a rock star in your industry, a bozo on the bus just like the rest of us? Are you a seeker? Do you know that you are a spark of God? Foundation of a good relationship with intentions and goals is keeping in mind that the primary aim of setting and working towards those goals is to feel the way you want to feel. The external things we want to have and do and experience, those are your secondary goals, all of which will get you back to the whole cosmic point, experiencing your core desired feelings. Diamond of it all. Knowing how you actually want to feel is the most potent form of clarity that you can have. And generating those feelings is the most powerfully creative thing that you can do with your life. It is your birthright to have your desires fulfilled. Every desire is a prayer. Desire is the underpinning of manifestation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. That was Danielle Laporte, Desire is Divine, from the Monique Rhodes Heartbeat album. If you haven't had a chance to appreciate what's on that album, please, please get a copy. They've got Eckhart Tolle, Tara Brach, and many more. It's just priceless, and we play it all the time here. I hope today finds you in a good spirit, in an optimistic point of view, and thinking more about what's best about your destiny and your future rather than what's not working out the way that you keep wishing it should. You know, many of us used to have, remember those childhood dreams where when we were much younger and we said when we grow up we would be this, and some of us have surpassed those dreams and we're now saying, I can't even believe I would have never even dreamed my life would have turned out this wonderfully, this beautifully. And then there's some of us that have had dreams and have thought about it consciously, and perhaps we even put energy in it, and we're still finding it to be a gentle struggle. There's something still within maybe our being that we're just not trusting enough, giving space enough. It could be that the energies that are around us are so weighted that it's holding me back and I'm still just putting the best that I can. But for whatever it's worth, there's always good media out there. There's always conscious media out there. There's nothing that gives me more joy. If my spirits are not really in an upbeat, that I could turn on something that has some comedy in it or something of meaning or something of substance. And I'm about to have a conversation with the lovely Trina Wyatt from Conscious Good Media. And Trina's going to be talking to us about the important role of media today and what's really needed for us to begin to understand why we need to tune more into good media than to support the media that puts us more into fear and in anxiety mode. So don't touch the dial because we're going to be getting her on the line. Before I get her on, I want us to do a little meditation because there's just a lot happening and we're always in need to kind of center ourselves and get ourselves more focused in, as to, you know, what's real, what's important to us. We need to sort of relax the mind ever so often just so that we can bridge some clarity. And then I'm going to put on Trina on the line. Here is Relaxing My Mind from the Just a Minute Meditation.
Relaxing my mind. Taking just a minute, I sit comfortably relaxed, inviting my senses to relax, meeting them as friends, appreciating the work they do. I now choose to give them a break. I imagine closing the motorways of my senses. My thoughts begin to slow down. My mind becomes clear. For a few moments, nothing is moving. My mind is free, resting. I now return with clarity.
Welcome back. That was Relaxing My Mind, Just a Minute Meditation. That's all it takes. When we can just grab just 1 minute every hour, we can get a chance to raise our consciousness much higher. Gives me great pleasure to welcome my guest, Trina Wyatt, drawing on her love of inspirational stories, her passion to use business as a force for good, and her vast entrepreneurial experience. Trina Wyatt recently launched Conscious Good, a media studio for a new generation. Conscious Good curates, produces, and distributes the highest quality conscious media content via innovative platforms and is also home to the Creators Network, a community networking platform to encourage conscious creatives to collaborate and connect to conscious media lovers. Trina has held leadership positions with entertainment companies including Gaia, Prana Studios, Intrepid Pictures, Without a Box, and Film Independent, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to independent film. This past April, she was honored to join the Evolutionary Leaders, and today I welcome Trina Wyatt to America Meditating. I'm so happy to have you on the air today. Hi.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you, Sister Jenna.
Hi. Day going so far.
Oh, it's beautiful with the start, like these meditations that you've played. I'm just feeling so relaxed and hopeful, and it's going to be a great day, a great week.
There you go. So now let's talk about conscious media, because as you know, when we met in Santa Barbara just last month, we had a wonderful connection, and I always appreciate those soul-to-soul links that basically need no detailed information as to why you can know each other and just trust each other. But because you and I have this thing in common, we want to see others grow, and we want to see others do well, and I love that in you. And I have a sense, after going through conscious media, that that's what it's about. It's about making people better. So tell us a little bit about conscious media, and why have you been so passionate in pushing something like this to our humanity?
Well, thank you. Yes, I have been trying to launch a platform like Conscious Good for many, many years, and finally it was the right time and the right circumstances. But I always been greatly moved by a good story, and I just felt the power at a young age, a story well told with great characters that have gone on this personal journey of transformation. And I felt the impact myself, and as I talked to more people, and they expressed similar views and passions. And contrary, there's so much media that's out there right now that is fear-based and really geared towards engaging our lower chakras instead of our upper chakras. And so conscious media really is about transformation. We have five content pillars at Conscious Good: mind, body, spirit, earth, and humanity. And the first three, mind, body, spirit, are for internal personal transformation. And the last two, earth and humanity, are for transforming communities. So it's incredibly important, obviously, to be the change we wish to see in the world. And conscious media really supports that change.
Now, you and I both know that when it comes on to conscious media, anything to do with wellness, positivity, it's one of the hardest audiences to keep connected, to stay on those platforms, to support those platforms. Because when people start to feel good, then they let go. And it's only when they're sometimes not feeling so good they come running. So is there something that is very special about conscious media that can also assist individuals to really recognize the importance of a sustaining of your goodness? Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people just get a little bit overly zealous, and when they start to feel good, their meditation's reduced, their thinking of things positive, their self-study reduces, and it's not until they get back into a ruffle or a scuffle they start to go, oh God, I want to see this again, I want to turn to this again.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it's a little bit like a conscious media up till now has been seen as eating your spinach, and, you know, if you feel like you've been a little unhealthy and you need, you know, just a boost of good energy, I'll have this morsel of conscious media, and then I'll go back to my old ways. And I think more and more people are realizing that, one, the power of a daily practice and just how important it is to maintain a well-being of mind and body and spirit on a daily basis, making it a top priority. So instead of looking at conscious media as I have to, it's I want to. I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I feel the impact. So I think that is incredibly important. I think also having a higher quality. You know, we've made it a point to really curate the best of the best, so to speak, and draw less from, you know, just maybe more user-generated, but the higher quality content, so that people don't even realize that they're watching something that has meaning and purpose and will contribute wellness to their lives.
Lovely. Now, are there any new films or shows that are great examples of driving a new conscious media?
Yes. It's wonderful that there are more and more getting made, and the audience is growing, the filmmakers are recognizing, and, you know, showrunners, and we are just seeing more and more high-quality content. On our own platform, we have a movie of the month that we just put up called Bound by Sea, and it's a documentary about a family who is doing charitable work. The father and child go and help underprivileged kids learn to surf. But it comes, you know, with a bit of a cost. You know, I think any true growth, there's a bit of struggle. So that's one thing about conscious media. I think we're not shying away from the growth and the hard work, but we're looking at it as a necessary part. Another film that I recently saw on Netflix, actually, that I really liked, it was a comedy, it was narrative. It's called I Am Not an Easy Man, which was a French adaptation, and it shows a gender role reversal. So it's a romantic comedy and fun and funny, but you have, you know, a chauvinistic male have his world, you know, switched, and he becomes sort of the female role typical in our society. And so, and then, you know, it has your happy ending where his perspective has changed on what women have gone through and how he had been a real perpetrator. And also, you know, women learn something in watching it as well, our own shackles, so to speak, that perhaps we place on ourselves. So that's another one.
Yeah, because I remember 10 years ago, we didn't have as many choices in terms of the kinds of movies that we wanted to watch that were really giving you a very powerful message as well as elevating you, you know. And I think that the industry has changed a lot due to the narrative that has shifted, especially in the last 3 years or so. How would you say that, how do you use this form of media to sort of incite action when people are so accustomed to consuming media solely for entertainment? Because one is, yes, I want to be entertained, but I would love to learn, too.
Absolutely. It's really encouraging to see so many incredible documentary filmmakers create these stories of heart and depth and really inciting my own desire to do better in the world, and certainly galvanize people to be a part of more of a movement. So this social impact cinema has done so well over the past few years. I think An Inconvenient Truth obviously was the first one that really made a huge impact, but more recently, 13th on Netflix, that I think is really opening hearts and minds and inciting change. And from, you know, from those films to even the TED Talks that we see, we curate a lot of TED Talks. They're informative, they're entertaining, but they also have a strong point of view that makes you want to take action immediately.
Yeah. Now, I know that you did a movie called Heal, H-E-A-L, and I've been getting a lot of messages about it, and I've been thinking of doing a screening at our meditation museum. Could you update us a little bit on how that's going and how can people get more involved with what's been going on with Heal?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that film is a documentary by Kelly Noonan Gores, and she did an amazing job of getting all the thought leaders who believe and educate us on the power of the mind to heal the body. And we actually launched our own Conscious Good Studio series where we program for yoga and meditation studios and community centers. And we did that last month. It's still available for community screenings. And, yeah, it's wonderful because these are films that you learn something, you want to turn and look at your neighbor and share and really engage in conversation about it. So we've offered some clips on our site. It is available for an iTunes rental, but I think the most value is when you can see this in a community setting of like-minded people and really share your own personal story. So you can go to Heal, the documentary, to find out more information or visit us at Conscious Good.
Okay, so for the documentary, would it be healdocumentary.com if anyone would like to do a community screening?
Yes, or you can go to consciousgood.com and go under our studio series.
Okay, that sounds good. So that will be consciousgood.com, and then they can go down to the R Studios. Fantastic. We're definitely going to do one. It kept popping up over and over again, and Antonia kept saying, Sister Jenna, don't you think we should do this at the museum? And I was like, I saw this card. And then I remembered you gave me the card in the car.
That's
how fast we're moving. In parallel to your work with Conscious Good, I understand that you're also currently producing a feature film called Love and Oatmeal, starring Ben Platt, Lola Kirk. Could you tell us a little bit about the film and what we can expect?
Oh, yes. I am so excited about this film. It's a story that was written by a dear friend of mine. It's based on his personal life. He grew up the younger brother to an older sister who developed schizophrenia when schizophrenia was not common. It hadn't been really a clinical diagnosis at the time. And so, you know, this is a huge challenge for him, his family, and it really did tear the illness tore the family apart. But this friend, he learned so much, and he has such an incredible sense of humor. And so he wrote the screenplay, and before I even launched Conscious Good, I found partners, Black Label Media, loved the story. And then Ben Platt, who was starring on Broadway in Dear Evan Hansen, got a hold of the script, said, this is what I want to do after Dear Evan Hansen. And he ended up winning the Tony. And he's about, right now, I believe, filming a show with Meryl Streep for Netflix. So we, in 21 days, shot this entire feature film with Ben and Lola. And their chemistry was amazing. She's an incredibly talented actress as well. So, yeah, we're hoping to have the film completed this year and in theaters next year.
Oh, looking forward to that. So now, finally, how can our audience support you, the creators of Conscious Media, and your respective endeavors?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, I think the biggest thing people can do to support Conscious Media and Conscious Cinema is when they see a film opening in their theaters to actually go and buy a movie ticket. That still has tremendous influence on what films get made, and you know, it has a trickle theory in terms of how well it does in other platforms. So that's probably the most effort that we would ask. Or obviously, you know, come to Conscious Good and sign up for an account and watch our films and rate them and share them with your friends. Follow us on social media. If you have a studio or community center where you would like to have conscious content and be able to use that as a catalyst for conversation and community building, we can go to our website and sign up to receive those programs. And our Creators Network is something for, again, collaborators who believe that we should have more conscious media and want to make a contribution and collaborate with like-minded creative people to come and connect. And so I think that's a lot of help. That's a lot of help and support.
Well, you know what? This needs to be like, what would you call it? I don't want to say the Netflix, but maybe the Google to Conscious Good, where folks can just go into this portal and just have a variety of areas that they can choose from, but also the fact that it's engaging, it's important. As we come to a close, Trina, I mean, how do you feel now at a personal level in terms of the direction of the world and how media can become a catalyst of positive change?
Well, it's hard not to get discouraged sometimes when I'm staying up on the news and what's happening in the world, especially in our own country and how our country is represented overseas. And, you know, my teachers have taught that with every forward movement, there's some retraction. And so I have to accept that this is all part of the process. And the best thing we can do as individuals, as citizens, is see how we're showing up on a daily basis with the people that we interact and how we vote with our dollars. So what kind of world do we want to create? And realize that every day, at every interaction, multiple times, we have the ability to create that world, to reinforce the world that we want to live in. So conscious media, obviously, it's informative, it's entertaining, it's engaging, and hopefully it'll keep us on our mat or at least help us to keep our practice out into the world. So I think that's really how I see making a difference.
You know, I wanted to, because you don't know this, but in a few lectures that I've been doing after we met and I started to learn more about Conscious Good, I mention it. And I love your motto, your logo is, you are what you watch. And I believe that, because when you do look at the stuff that you feed, it does become a part of you. And so a lot of our good wishes and pure feelings for your continued success and continued glory.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for having me as a guest on your show.
You're welcome, Trina. All the very best. Take care.
Take care.
So that was Trina Wyatt from Conscious Good Media. Please check them out at consciousgood.com if you'd like some more information on how to just have more conscious good media being brought into your life and into your world. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. So let's start. Let's just start loving each other the same and behave ourselves. Here's Paul Leftenegger from his latest album, Faith Called Thank You.
All the love that you are.
Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.